My name is Sophie Sterling. I'm a clinical social worker in psychiatry. I work on the eating disorder service. I grew up in Maryland. I grew up in Annapolis. My parents were very bright and funny and talented people, and they were also very broken. And my father was a professor at the Naval Academy, and every Thursday night he came and taught at Johns Hopkins. And I loved Thursday nights. I loved to listen to the sound of his car tires as he pulled out of our driveway to head up here. Nights when one or both of my parents were not home was a good thing. If both of them were home, violence occurred. And Thursdays were a wonderful oasis in the week. I loved Thursday nights. Years passed, I grew up, went out into the world, and was married, and my marriage was ending, and I think like a lot of people, I was sort of rethinking a lot of pieces of my life, decided it was time to go back to school, and thought that I really wanted to try to intervene in the sorts of homes that I had grown up in, and that lots of people grow up in. Initially, I went to law school. I thought it would be good to be part of the legal process. As a kid, it never occurred to me, I don't think it does in most homes like mine, that someone might intervene, that someone could intervene. But when I got older, I often wished that someone had, and I thought I would be part of the legal system that might have removed my mother or my father or both of them from our home. And I loved law school. It was very interesting, but it did not bring out my better angels. And it occurred to me that perhaps rather than focusing on trying to punish broken people, it might be more helpful to assist them. So I enrolled in a graduate program for social work. When I graduated, one of the job listings that I saw was here at Hopkins on the Eating Disorder Service. When I called to inquire about the job, the woman who would become my first clinical supervisor, Pam Cade, talked to me about it and said, yeah, we're sort of the boot camp of eating disorders. And I think she said it trying to dissuade me and probably anybody else who called. And I actually liked that. I liked the sound of taking the problems of very troubled people and their very troubled family seriously. I was quite fortunate. I was hired for the position, and I've had the good fortune to work on the service for the past 5 years, I guess, now. When I first started on the service, I found it very intimidating doing family work. Part of me really wanted just to try to be of assistance to the patient, and the reality is, of course, all of us live within community. Most of my patients are young adults, adolescents, and their lives are impacted enormously by their families. It's become a real honor and privilege to get to work with families and try to assist them. Try to help families heal. And it is way cool to have lots of neat reasons to love Hopkins other than my dad not being home. Thanks.